Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Chatty Kathy. This is Kathy Prohoroff, and in today's episode, we're going to talk about the inability to say no. And I mean in relation to women, women's inability to say no. Now, before we continue, I realize that there are men out there who have a hard time saying no. But for today's topic and purposes, I'm going to refer to this as women and she and her. So if you're a man and you're listening and you relate with this, please just interchange that and understand I'm coming to you as sharing this from a woman's perspective, and because I'm someone who works with women and I have for over 30 years. Now, so many of us are conditioned from birth to say yes to others. So when you're saying yes to others or other things, you don't have all the time to do all these things that we say yes to. But what we don't really understand or we don't see are the things that we are saying no to. Now, if this is something you struggle with today and you've been struggling for years, I want you to just take note and understand that you are not alone and you can change this because it is not your identity. So in today's episode, we're going to discuss why is it that women have a harder time. The studies have proven that women are more prone to this problem than men. Obviously, there are men with the same issues, but we're going to talk about why women have a hard time saying no to things that they don't want to do. And also, why is it so important to learn how to say no confidently and then not feel guilty about it later? So you'll learn how to start prioritizing yourself and start saying no with confidence. Because so many women identify themselves as people pleasers. Can you relate with that? I used to believe this of myself. Now, the truth is that they are not. You are not. So if you identify with yourself and you have called yourself a people pleaser, I'm here to tell you that you are not. You were simply raised to feel this way. You were conditioned to believe that this was true, and you most likely have practiced it for so long now that you don't know any other way. But there is another way. There is actually a world of people who feel compassion for others. They don't feel fear or guilt or obligations to intervene or change someone else's state. You are not in charge and responsible to make someone else happy. That is not your role in life. That impulsive need to please so that you yourself can calm down is a result of your lack of boundaries, as mine were. I continue to work on this. I continue to challenge those old stories in my head. And again, you're not alone in this belief and this story system. The lack of boundaries, again, among women, it's a system. It's a systemic. Your lack of boundaries is the very nature of the world that you were born into. You, me, and most of us were raised to think that this is who we are. We're helpers. We're pleasers. Well, again, I'm here to tell you that this is not true. You are not a people pleaser. And I'm going to repeat that. You are not a people pleaser. You were simply raised to perform and believe like one. This is not your identity. It is not who you are. You were not born as a baby wanting to please everybody. It's just how you've been groomed by family, society, people that learn the same way for themselves to think and feel this way. So when we're raised to believe that we'll feel better about ourselves and develop confidence if and when we are perceived in a positive light by others, so we work extra hard every day, all day. We think and we plan without even realizing it. Asking yourself how you can get help or how you can actually help others or impress others to get them to approve of you. And that's such a damaging way of thinking. And so if I can just shed some light on that and have you consider switching that out today, I am going to be happy for sharing this message. So let me start with my story, my childhood, because you might relate, and I just want you to consider yours and how you were raised and what are the similarities or what are the big ahas that are standing out to you? Where can you see, wow, that's why I believe this way, or this is why I think that? So I grew up in a family with strong European background ties, and we're Russians. And there we were raised with traditional roles of man and woman, husband and wives. My dad was an alpha male in the household, and my mom was a quiet conformist of the rules of the house, as were my siblings and I. My dad was very strict. It was either his way or the highway, and there was really no opportunity to say no. You were always expected to say yes. Does that sound familiar? My freedom of saying yes was established at a really early age. Again, I wasn't born that way. I was taught that way because that was how my parents were taught. So it was all about what other people would think or how other people would perceive us. And so this is how we were all groomed and we were all showing up. We were expected to dress a certain way, look presentable. I mean, these aren't bad things, but this is what the expectations were. To be polite at all times, to be seen and not heard as a child. My dad did all the work outside. My mom did all the work inside the house. She was a full-time mom. And these were the rules. These were the roles that were instilled in us. And what I was never taught was to stand up to someone and tell them what I really wanted to say. Because again, I was taught to be seen and not heard. So if I didn't like something or I didn't agree with something, I was never taught that it was okay to say so. I was taught to be quiet and respectful. Don't be rude. Don't talk back. Don't ask for what we should have already known. And I grew up really being afraid of the repercussions. So it was difficult to say no because I was afraid of disappointing others to keep other people happy. And I just continued to be that yes person, as most likely you can relate with. And obviously you have your own story. I'm sure you have your own epiphanies coming up and thinking, wow, because let's be real, being an adult is hard. And it's even harder when you have not been equipped with the skill sets that are required to be emotionally independent. Independent emotionally is the key words right here. When we're dependent on others, that's why we call ourselves people pleasers. So if you continue to phrase talk about yourself or give yourself the title of a people pleaser, you are now dependent on others for giving you emotional needs and feeling fulfilled and how you show up. And that is a sad place to be stuck. Look, when we don't have boundaries, this independence is hard to muster up. We start to realize that it's damn hard to please everybody, right? You can please some people sometimes, but you cannot please everybody all the time. So instead of learning how to balance independence with collaboration, what we do is we just start to engage in negative self-talk. Right? That results in boatloads of anxiety and self-doubt, which is where my anxiety was built up. I didn't believe in myself. I thought this was all my fault. I thought I was screwing up somewhere because this is what I had always been taught. This is what I learned. This is what I thought was meant to be for good people. So when I wasn't able to get the right amount of gratitude or appreciation from other people, when other people were not fantastically excited by my, you know, my help and my ability to please them, then I felt like I had been robbed, or I felt like I hadn't shown up and done my best. And so I started to judge myself on that. My confidence was built highly on this. And if you're anything like me, or actually how I used to be, because I've changed in a lot of these areas, you'll also realize that of the people that you try to please, you're always last on that list. In fact, you might not even come close to being on that list. You'd like to be included, but you find yourself struggling to really come to terms with the fact that, hey, I really do matter. Have you ever felt that you matter? Have you ever felt that you matter over others? Or most likely it's you got to take care of others first and then maybe you'll get to you. Maybe, because you just really don't matter. You have to make other people happy. You have to be the good person. And you fight yourself on this. I mean, I know I did for years because, you know, we don't want to feel selfish. We don't want to be seen as a bad person to others, who was doing wrong things. You know, we believe that. That's part of, you know, our character. We think that that's how we can be a good person. And that's such a misconception. And it's so damaging to our confidence and our joy and our fulfillment in life. So what do we do about it? Because when we start to accept that lacking emotional independence, you know, when we're independently, when we don't have independence of our own, we're dependent on other people to give us the feeling of emotional stability. That's not because it's who we are. We weren't born that way. Remember, we were bred that way. It's because of how we were raised. I shared a little bit about my story, and I understand that that's where it started. Not that it was a bad thing. I'm not placing judgment on that. That was just the way it was. So we can start to now detach from that when we understand that's not who I am. I learned that's not me. I was bred to believe that way, and I could change what I'm not happy with. I'd like to keep some of the stuff that I like, but I don't want to feel that I have to be emotionally tied to other people to feel happy. I don't want to be emotionally tied to other people to feel confident. I want to feel that I have the ability to give myself the fulfillment, the confidence within me, within my choices, my actions, and my character. Because when we can detach from it and not identify so strongly with the behavior of pleasing other people, then we can shift. So what do I mean by this? I want to give you an example. Because if you can accept that people pleaser is not who you are, then you can start to notice when you start to do it. And then you can stand up to it and challenge it. Sounds pretty cool, right? So let's take, for example, you're making plans to go out to dinner with a friend. Now, your friend would like to go out to Italian, and she'd like to go out on Tuesday. So she's telling you that these are the plans that will work for her. She has no other nights available, and she just knows this cute little Italian place that she'd like to try, and she'd like to make a reservation for Tuesday at 8. Now, in your gut, you currently are not real excited about eating Italian food. In fact, you just don't really love the Italian food. And you'd like to go out to, you know, eat somewhere else. And Tuesday really doesn't even work for you. But instead of just saying, okay, like you've done before and agreeing reactively, because, hey, you don't want to be seen as a difficult friend, you actually start to notice that you have that internal conflict, or that I like to call it resistance. And you know when you feel that resistance, you're sitting there and you're just feeling, I don't want to. It feels heavy and it feels burdensome. It doesn't feel good. You don't feel excited. You should actually look towards how your inner guidance is speaking to you. And for all my life, I had never even understood that I should listen to that inner guidance. Right? It wasn't about selfish talk. It was like, you know, I don't really want to go to Italian food. You know, in this example, Tuesday night is the busiest night for me. I don't know how I'm going to make that work, but I guess I should say yes because she wants to, and it's the only night she has, and I don't want to be a problem. But I had to change that, and I had to change the reactive answer of, oh, okay. Because I started to notice that resistance was strong in me. And I knew that I would feel unhappy about going. And maybe I wouldn't even show up as a happy friend that night. Maybe I would be a little curt and triggered easily by her. And she would think that, you know, I'm kind of being rude. And it would be a negative night anyway. So instead of just saying yes internally, reactively, you start to notice that. Okay, I noticed the resistance. So then what? Well, I noticed the resistance. Instead of saying yes, now I want to give that resistance a name. So call it something. You know, for today's example, I'll use the word pleaser. Okay, so we'll call it pleaser. So in a way, you'll want to talk back to pleaser. Obviously not when your friend is listening. You want to do this by yourself, but you call this pleaser. And you can just say to yourself, gee, you know what? I see you, pleaser. And I see that you're wanting to say okay, because you don't want to have any possible conflicts with your friend. And you don't want your friends to judge you for being difficult or annoying. But let's sit back for a minute and let's just question, are those even true? Would your friend or any of your friends be that offended so quickly if you voice what you really wanted? Because if that's the case, let's just stop there for a second. If that's the case, then maybe you need different friends, or you need to hang out with other friends that don't judge you that way, because there might be people in your life that rely on you to be that pleaser, to be that person to just lean on and use, because you're the only one that says yes, yes, yes. And it makes them feel good. It makes them feel powerful. Don't be that person. You were not born to be that person. You were born to be someone who cares for others, but also for yourself. Again, you matter just as much as they do. So you have to work on balancing that out. And if you feel that resistance, that's a sure sign that something's out of sync. And it's time to look at it and just have the right perspective. Is that true? Would my friend then judge me for that? Well, should I then just cancel going out with her? Because I don't want to have that kind of a relationship with someone who can't accept and respect my boundaries, right? So when we talk to that pleaser, we can start to understand that, well, maybe that's not true. Maybe they wouldn't judge me on that. Maybe she would understand if I told her, well, can we try another place? I'm not really that fond of Italian food. For the same topic, I can't go out on Tuesday. I wish I could. It sounds like a great night. Like, you don't have to be rude. But, you know, understand the fact that she had just told you she can't go out any other night that week. You can definitely balance it out and be honest about your own issues, your own predicaments. Well, I have a few other things scheduled on Tuesday. Can we plan for the next week? And find a common ground. Because at the end of it all, you do matter. And if you continue to say yes, you burden yourself, you feel unhappy, you're triggered by everything around you. And over time, and I'm sure you've already had this happen, you start to get so overwhelmed and stressed out. And again, anxiety starts to build up. And then guess who suffers the most? The people who are closest to you, your family, your spouse, the people that you live with, are going to feel that anger, and they're not going to even understand why, because they don't know the voices in your head. They don't know all of that systemic patterns that have been built up in you and that you're not working on changing them. So they think that it's meant towards them, that you're triggered because of something they said or did. And then it just continues to grow and fester into this negative feeling that goes outward into who knows how many other people that, you know, they talk with, because now they're triggered. So consider the fact that if you don't take care of this now, it's going to continue to ripple out in a negative way. You matter, because when you keep saying yes, you say no to you. Remember, you only have 24 hours every day. You have no more than anybody else. You have to set priorities for yourself, which is why I talk very, very much about the morning routine, setting up your day every day and having clear boundaries on what you will say yes to around those three priorities of the day. And everything else can be pushed to another day and time, because it's not your priority that day. And then you'll have the time to sit back, respond honestly about what you're able to do, what you're not able to do. Somebody asks you, hey, can you help me with this one event? Instead of just knee-jerkingly responding, sure, I can help because I want to be liked. I want you to like me. And if you have a hard time saying no in the beginning, I'm gonna give you the best thing that you can say. Again, this just helps so much. It's, you know what? I'll have to check on my calendar. Let me get back to you. I'll check my schedule. Let me get back to you. You're not having to say no at that time. You're giving a pause. They're going to respect the fact that you're going to check your calendar. They know you're busy, right? They're not going to think, oh my gosh, she's such a bitch. She didn't even say yes. And again, if that's what they expect out of you, then you have the wrong friends. You have the wrong people in your corner, because they don't have your back. They're just taking care of themselves. So when you have people that respect you and your boundaries, now you got the right people in your corner. Because I'm going to guarantee that since you consider yourself a people pleaser, you care about other people and their boundaries. So it's time to turn that around and give yourself the same respect. That's all that it is. How you've been pleasing other people, you want to turn around and shine that light on you first. Because when you give yourself the respect and the boundaries, then you will have better energy, better confidence, better stability to turn around and do more for others when you can, in the way that fits you. You don't have to overwhelm yourself. You don't have to run yourself ragged. You can be a joyful person who does things because she truly wants to do the things that she wants to do. And she can say no to the things that she really doesn't want to do. And you know what else? You don't have to say yes to everything just because you have the time. You know, a lot of us don't even have the time. But even if you have time available to you and somebody asks for your time that day, you do not have to say yes. You can say the same thing. You know what? Let me check my schedule and I will get back to you. That's all you have to say. And then when you get back to them, all you can say is, well, I'm so sorry, I have something already set up at that time. That's it. You don't have to give them any explanation. You don't owe them anything. Some kindness, some respect, but you don't owe them a yes. You don't owe them your time. You can help out if and when it suits you and you choose to, and you have that good feeling. Again, go with the good feelings inside you, your gut feelings. Well, if your gut feeling's telling you no and it's screaming run the other way, don't say yes. Now, this, it's such a simple concept, but it's so hard for us to do because, again, it's been years. How many years have you been practicing it this way? However old you are now, you've been practicing it that many years. Now, to change it overnight, is that going to be easy? Of course not. Are you going to change it overnight? Of course not. But you can change with practice and being very intentional about it. Setting your boundaries, writing them down if you don't know. Don't just think about it and think, well, I'll try this. No, I will do this. These are my boundaries. This is my clear intentions. This is what I'm going to stick with. And you know what? You're going to screw up. You're going to say yes sometimes when you meant to say, well, let me check my schedule, or I'm sorry, I can't do that. And then you're going to revert back to this data again and look at, well, wait a minute, I screwed up. I said yes when I should have not. And now I can go in and change that. So the next time that happens, I realize the triggers and I challenge those old voices. There's a deeper level. There's a deeper reason why you struggle this in this way. You're not a bad person. You do not deserve to feel guilty about this. You deserve to be happy and fulfilled and set those clear boundaries. I hope today's message helped you. And I would love to hear from you. If it does, please reach out to us. You can contact us through our website, which is www.thesuperstar.com. That's it. One word, no spaces or hyphens or anything in between. Just www.thesuperstarelite.com. You can contact us there. I'd love to hear what this did for you. If you have any questions, if you have any other struggles you'd like more help with, you can contact us there and share your takeaways. I would love you to share this message with others that you know are struggling, because if we can just start to change everybody's perception on this is the way we're supposed to live, we can all be happier. We can all have more fulfilling lives. And wouldn't it be fun to have more friends and family members that were happier and more fulfilled? Life would be so much more fun. So take this and run with it. Don't just let it go in through one ear and not the other. Set some intentions, set some ground rules, and get started on practicing this today. All right. So until the next time, be well, take care of you, and thank you so very much for being here today.